Hello, and welcome to another episode of Epic Moth Time. My name is Danny. It's Monday. It's 9 p.m., and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today's episode is very special because we have a very special guest on air. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I would. Hello, I'm Ashlyn.
Yeah!
Super excited to be here.
Woo! Who are you in relation to me?
Let's see. I'm Danny's bestie.
Yes. Yes, you are. Cool. Yeah. Do you have anything else you wanna start off with, or should we get to the tunes?
Let's get right to it.
Word. Okay. The first song on today's episode is going to be Come Around by MIA and Timbaland, but the Timbaland part is really bad, so it's just going to be MIA until Timbaland goes on. Yes. Okay. On your back, just except for without the Timbaland part, because Timbaland just doesn't, he ruins the song. Yeah, whenever I listen to that, I always feel so cool. I'm like, yeah, I'm walking. And yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Bad bitch energy. Can't swear. Oh, bad. No.
Ah! up next, we've got White Light Doorway by Florist.
White light doorway, here I am in the flesh again. Does this make you wanna see me here? You bring me in. Why?
Hello, we're back. That was White Light Doorway by Florist.
Beautiful song.
Wait, speak again.
Beautiful song.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Just making sure Ash is speaking into the mic. So, you're on Epic Moth Time. How do you feel?
I feel amazing. The last time I was on Epic Moth Time was last spring.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's always a great time. Love hearing some good moth facts. And
do you have any to share with the general public? Let's see how many people are listening. Do you have any to share with the 16 listeners that we have right now?
Oh, shoot.
Crazy.
Moths eat wool, and that's weird.
Moths eat wool. Yes, moths do eat wool. I thought you said moth seat wool, and I was like, that's a cool band name. But moths do eat wool. That is kind of weird. Yeah. Lol. I don't really have anything else to add.
What's next? What's the next song?
Next song is Change by Alex G. Enjoy! Like usual. That was Change by Alex G. Do you have any thoughts?
Very beautiful song. Let's hear a moth fact.
Off the top of my head, I usually write them down. Oh, gosh. Let's see. There are, like, I think, there are, like, 100 I'm on the spot and I'm doing really bad because I don't want to say something stupid. Okay. There are three new species of Lepidoptera that were found in
Whoa.
The last month, which is pretty cool.
What is that?
Lepidoptera is a Latin name for butterflies and moths. I don't think they've classified them fully yet, but
incredible.
I was going to be like, oh, there are like 180,000 subspecies of moths and things, but then I couldn't think of it off the top of my head, and I didn't want to say something silly. Oh my god, you can hear people on the street. Lol. Anyway, I usually will have my moth fact planned out, but I didn't plan it out because I have to study for a math test, and I was studying for my math test before I went on air. But yeah, we'll have a better moth fact when
we'll get some ready.
Yeah, when the next song is playing. Do you want to introduce it?
Sure. All right, so I'm going to be playing some Amy Winehouse tonight.
Woo!
And the next song we're going to be playing is Tears Dry on Their Own.
Yay! Enjoy!
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once it was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day. Do I stress the man when there's so many real things at hand? We could have never had it all, we had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you and perspective pushes true, I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't play myself again, should just be my own best friend. I put myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm wrong. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. So we are history, the shadow comes, the sky above. Say no regrets and no most of no day, cause as we kiss goodbye the sun sets. So we are history, the shadow covers me, the sky above the place lonely lovers see. He walks away, the sun goes down.
We're back. That was Tears Dry on Their Own by Amy Winehouse.
I love that song.
Me too. It was brought to you today by Ashlyn. Yeah. Also, the moth fact that I was going to share earlier that I was unsure about is 180,000 species of Lepidoptera, which includes butterflies and moths. I wasn't sure if it was species or subspecies, and I didn't want to say something incorrect on air. But it's 180,000 species of moths and butterflies and skippers, which I think are like little tiny weird moth things. I don't know. Same function, same kind of like gist, you know. But like Lepidoptera make up 10% of all living organisms, which is insane.
Whoa.
I think. Yeah. Let's fact check that. Yep. Oh my god. Yeah, 10% of the total described species of living organisms. Whoa.
Look at that.
That's crazy. They're all so pretty. Oh, wow. So beautiful. Do you have anything else to share? You were listing off some pretty cool moth facts.
Let's see. Okay, here's a fun one. A male moth can smell a female moth from more than 7 miles away.
Wow, that's pretty intense.
So don't ever let anyone tell you that love is dead. Love is very much alive.
It's so silly. They're also really good pollinators. Yeah, pretty epic, if you ask me. Yeah. A person who collects or studies this order of insect is referred to as a lepidopterist. And the study is called lepidopterology. Try to say that 10 times fast. Lepidopterology.
I don't think I can.
Lepidopterology. Oh my gosh, we should do a little feature on notable lepidopterists. Wow. Yeah, that's our moth banter, I guess. Up next, we've got a sweet little song. It's Mushaboom by Feist. Enjoy!
Helping the kids out of their coats, the way the babies haven't been born. Unpacking the bags and setting up, and planting lilacs and buttercups. But in the meantime, I got it hard. Second floor living without a yard. Maybe years until the day my dreams will match up with my pay.
Watching the
All right. Can you hear me? Okay. That was, what was that?
Masha Boom by Feist.
Brilliant. Okay. Now it is time for a staple of the Epic Moth Time experience. So seatbelts on, everyone, strap yourselves in. It is time for the dried fruit PSA.
Woo! Yay!
Yeah, we love the dried fruit PSA. Okay. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Okay. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This was a public service message from all of the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yay! Good job! And with that, we've got
the next song, which is Running Up That Hill, Kate Bush.
Yeah.
Ooh.
we're back. Hello. Mm-hmm. I have another cool moth fact to share. There's a moth out there called a scribbly gum moth. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
Scribbly gum moth. Which it looks really scary. Like, I highly recommend you look it up because it's, like, really silly looking. But apparently it's called a scribbly gum moth because it, like, lays its eggs in between the old and new season of bark of eucalyptus trees, and then, like, the larva, like, burrow in between the bark, and then when it, like falls off, like, the bark, like, falls off, you can see, like, all these, like, crazy layers and, like, little, like, tunnels that, like, the larva...
Scribbly lines.
Yeah, so it's thus the scribbly gum moth, and it looks terrifying. If I saw one of those, I'd probably shriek like a little banshee. Yeah.
Sweet.
Do you have anything else to share?
Let's see. The next song is going to be...
The next song is going to be Running Up That Hill, but a cover by First Aid Kit. So we're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear the same song by two different people. Pretty exciting, right?
I'm very excited.
Okay, get ready. Yay!
It doesn't hurt me, yeah, yeah, yo. You wanna feel how it feels, yeah, yeah, yo. You wanna know that it doesn't hurt me, yeah, yeah, yo. Do you wanna hear about the deal that I am making? It's you and me. And if I only could, I'd make a deal with God, and I'd get him.
Okay, we're back. That was Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush, but covered by First Aid Kit. So we've listened to two different versions of the same song. What are your thoughts?
I loved it. The harmonies were excellent.
Yay. Cool. Do you want to introduce the next song?
Yes. So the next song makes me wish that I was in a band, because if I was in a band, I don't know. I just want to sing it.
What's stopping you from being in a band?
Stage fright, but we're getting over it. So,
yay!
Coming soon. We'll see.
Coming soon.
So yeah, quick shout out to GW in Nashville for this one. This is Simulation Swarm by Big Thief.
Yeah.
Like we never could before. At
That was Simulation Swarm by Big Thief. I had never heard it before this moment, and I really enjoyed it. It was such a good song.
I'm so glad.
Word. Yeah. Do you want to introduce the next one, or should I?
You got this.
Well, the next song is an Ashlyn and Danny classic. I remember when this song first was released, I wouldn't stop listening to it, and all I would do when Ashlyn was around would play it was play it out loud and sing along at the top of my lungs. And it's literally so good, better than the original, because it's a cover. And yeah,
when Danny first heard this song, she was unaware of the original.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was an original. I thought that this was, like, the song. And it still is the song.
For good reason.
Yeah, like, it's fantastic. So, before I keep you, my 16 listeners, sweating in anticipation for too long, here it is. This is Phoebe Bridgers and Maggie Rogers, Iris. Enjoy.
I give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. All I can taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna miss you tonight. Tears that ain't coming, and the moment of truth in your lies, when everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand.
Wow.
Isn't it fantastic? What you all did not see was me and Ashlyn dancing and screaming along to this in the studios.
Yeah, I'm quite out of breath, to be honest, after that one.
Yeah, that was Iris by Phoebe Bridgers and Moby Rogers. That was Iris by Phoebe Bridgers and Maggie Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Phoebe Bridgers, Maggie Rogers. Phoebe Bridgers, Maggie Rogers. That's like such a statement.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful yeah. cover.
Beautiful cover. One of the best. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What should we play next? Should I just pick?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Here's a silly song that I love. This is the I Love You Earth by Yoko Ono. Get ready. It's a special one.
I love you, Earth. You are beautiful. I love the way you are. I know I never said it to you, but I wanna say it now. I love you, I love you, I love you, Earth. I love you, I love you, I love you now. I love you, Earth, you are beautiful. I love the way you shine. I love your valleys, I love your mornings. In fact, I love you every day. I know I never said it to you. Why? I would never know. Over blue mountains, over green fields, scream about it now. I love you, I love you, I love you, Earth. I love you, I love you, I love you now. You are a meeting point of infinity. A turning point in eternity. I love you, I love you, I love you, Earth. I love you, I love you, I love you now.
That was I Love You Earth by Yoko Ono, one of the greatest songs that has ever been released.
Yeah, such a wonderful sentiment. Couldn't agree more. I love you, Earth.
I love you, Earth. It's so funny.
It makes me want to dance.
I love you, Earth. I love you, Earth. I love you, Earth. It's so, I just love it. It's such, yeah.
Wonderful. Word.
Up next, we've got a little bit more angst. We're nearing the end of the show, so that's pretty crazy. Now it's Bangs by Claro. Ooh.
Bangs or bags?
Bags. Bags. The just the
every second counts. I don't wanna talk to you anymore.
Hello, we're back.
That was Bags, also known as Bangs,
hey,
by Claro.
Yeah, our last song of the show is going to be Sappho by Frankie Cosmos. Please enjoy.
From the street I see your window and I look up in. Is that even your house? Is that Sappho you're reading? Is it cool when I don't care? Can you feel me in the air? Under the crack in the door, can you tell I have no floor? And I'm shivering, just thinking, where have you been all these minutes? I'm too stressed out to do the thing a train won't do. Why should I fight back? And I don't care. Can you feel me in the air? Under the crack in the door, can you tell I have no floor? I'm not grounded.
Hello.
Hi.
That was Sappho by Frankie Cosmos and also our last official song of the show. Pretty epic, if you ask me.
Epic Moth Time.
Yeah, that's exactly what we just did. Do you have any last thoughts to share?
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope to be back.
Yeah, me too. I had fun. It was a fun time. I hope you all listening had fun as well. Yeah, and with that, it is Monday, almost 10 p.m. You've just listened to Epic Moth Time with Danny and Ashlyn on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Peace out.
Peace.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car. We order different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth.
Well, they bite you, thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love, no more. Did it frighten you, how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. Up in a different bedroom, I whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth.
Hope they bite you, thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love, no more. Did it frighten you, how we kissed when we danced on the light up floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you.